Good evening and welcome to another African Rhythms. I'm David Love Jones, back from Philadelphia. It's my co-host. And welcome again, Michael Ingram.
Back in Vancouver, ready to groove, back in sync. Got some good stuff for you this evening.
Yeah, I think we're going to, we don't have Jason Hoover here this time, although of course he's been featured on three recent shows, but we do have a very diverse selection of music tonight. In a sec, we're going to just have a word about Alex Cuba, and he's living up in Smithers, BC, and coming from Cuba, and to be multiple nominations, Grammy nominations, just shows... respect to what he's been doing up there,
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, mm-hmm. He's a big talent. But we've also going to, that new Alice Coltrane album that they unearthed some of her later material that was only given out on cassettes. So very underground, but certainly there's a lot going on there. We're going to get into some beats a little bit, some Mad Lib, some Seattle hip hop. Some Sid from the internet, the lead singer of that great soul record that came out about a year or two now ago. And I think you're really going to enjoy that. It's a little bit of a Sade, nod to Sade a little bit.
No, I'm going to enjoy it. a lot of the stuff you're going to hear tonight, everybody, is an indication of how the business built itself up, because this is the track you're just listening to. That's early 60s. And of course, jazz was kind of like the redheaded stepchild in that there was really no way to format it. You couldn't have condensed it into 3 minutes and stuff here and there and whatnot. And the musicians had their own idea as to what really made clear the message they wanted to send.
Well, this is West Coast jazz. Yeah. Curtis, Amy, and Dupree Bolton. Katanga's the name of the album. And Native Land, actually Floating Points, modern remixers made a version of that, but what a fantastic groove.
It is a nice groove. Mm. And again, you can't condense all this into 3 minutes, so you have DJs trying to deal with this stuff, and because of the format, you are isolated in trying to make it popular, because that's not what the stations wanted in North America.
Yeah, no, it's very... The West Coast jazz scene, or just jazz coming up in the 60s, although there was the odd breakthrough, Ramsey Lewis, Lee Morgan, mm-hmm. Sidewinder we were mentioning.
Yeah.
For every one of those, I think there was pressure from the companies to make something more commercial.
Yeah, that really is what it comes down to. Somebody hears it, it's selling a lot of stuff, and they'll say, oh, okay, you're either going to do that again, or... we need you to do something different to gain more crowd or gain a bigger audience and stuff. And the musicians are like, what the heck do you want? Doing what we're supposed to do here.
Well, they don't always do maybe as interesting as they could have, or as inspired as they could have. Because, if they were in some cases given the freedom, just look at a Miles Davis. Look at the ideas he came up with. Incredible, really. But at least with Miles Davis... going through all those changes, he got heard,
Yes.
Like he, more than most jazz musicians, Miles mm-hmm. Davis was one of the most loved. And his direction of going rock even, and being at big rock festivals and playing for, mm-hmm. Thousands and thousands of people.
But he's the exception to the rule, because somebody realized he was that good, and instead of trying to hold him back, he let him go. Mm. We've seen A&R people lose jobs and lose a lot of money for folks simply because they couldn't pinpoint who really was the act or the performer that made the difference for them.
Yeah. Well, I think Miles Davis, he understood something about the business, and he had a lot of attitude, and that's what it takes to succeed in this business.
Yeah, no question.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's get to the Alex Cuba then from Smithers, BC. Here is a great talent, and I believe this is his fifth album, but it's his third vinyl record.
Y así al fin llegó la hora. Y así al fin llegó la hora de de arrancarle a la tristeza las lágrimas del que llora. El amor es como un río que te corre por las venas y de sangre se envenena para darte más porfío, y se irá como la espuma si es que tiene que partir. Y hasta un día has de decir que nunca fue para ti eso de andar con la luna. Y así al fin llegó la hora. Y así al fin llegó la hora de arrancarle a la tristeza las lágrimas del que llora. Y así al fin llegó la hora. Y así al fin llegó la hora de arrancarle a la tristeza las lágrimas del que llora. El amor es como un río que te corre por las venas y de sangre se envenena para darte más porfío, y se irá como la espuma si es que tiene que partir. Y hasta un día has de decir que nunca fue para ti eso de andar con la luna. Y así al fin llegó la hora. Y así al fin llegó la hora de arrancarle a la tristeza las lágrimas del que llora. Y se irá como la espuma si es que tiene que partir. Y hasta un día has de decir que nunca fue para ti eso de andar con la luna. Y así al fin llegó la hora. Y así al fin llegó la hora de arrancarle a la tristeza las lágrimas de que llora. Thank you.
And that is the incredible Alice Coltrane and some unreleased, well, only available previously. If you happen to be subscribing to her particular sect and getting cassettes mailed out to you.
And that's a mixtape.
Man, I don't know. If somebody sent me this out in the mail, I'd say that's pretty deep.
Well, given the time frame you mentioned where this came from, you know, there were a couple of artists who were messing around with Buddhism and stuff, and I'm not sure if she's Buddhist or not, but I can remember Herbie Hancock and John Lucien being influenced like that and adding that flavor to the
song. Yeah, you know, sometimes the spiritual gets deeply into music, and it seems that Coltrane gave her the harp, but then passed before she ever played it. So she started playing the harp on some of her early, like the Una Monastic Trio at the monastery and such. But later on, yeah, she seems to have got even more spiritual and isolated from society. And she didn't really care anymore about the fame or being known or whatever. And so, you know, things became really different. But, you know, this album that came out recently, it's pretty deep stuff. The ecstatic music of Alice Coltrane. Yeah. You know, it's
one of them deals where you get recognized after the fact, unfortunately.
Yeah. Well, I think that when her records were coming out in the early 70s, certainly the jazz purists turned their nose up to downbeat and such. I believe were not giving such positive reviews or didn't really understand where she was going with the harp or whatever. But in time, if you look back on it now, and then one of her relatives, Flying Lotus, this producer from Los Angeles, mm-hmm. Has been doing a lot to help people, younger people, get into her music. You know,
it's intriguing because even now that you have satellite stations that play jazz, they won't play stuff like this.
Mm.
It's like it's almost in another strata. You know, stuff like that, Sun Ra, Coltrane, all of that stuff, they won't play it. And if you're not going to expose people to all of this stuff, it's like you're really cheating them out of some stuff.
Yeah, well, here's another singer that both of us not too familiar with, but it seems to be with a Swedish orchestra, Alice Babs. So let's check her out next.
Okay.
Dream.
are running through my mind of a place I left behind. Been so long, I can't remember when. I've been to Canaan and I wanna go back again. I've been to Canaan and I won't rest until I go back
That is, Alice Babb's Swedish Jazz. She's on the scene for a while, and I thought I'd seen her name around, but it explained why we probably don't see records over here that much.
Intriguing. It's a Carole King song, and the fact that Carole King was, because it came out in 73, that's when she wrote Tapestry. She was getting a lot of play. When you had that kind of swing, oftentimes you'll be able to do projects that maybe won't, the record labels won't allow previously when you didn't have that kind of popularity.
Well, credit to the British again. This is a hip British compilation from the 80s called Blessed Blackness, another volume I never had before that I just got recently, but it's got a jazz side and a soul side, and that's what we're listening to. But on this African Rhythms, we are mixing it up. Mike and Dave, like old times, but in old times, we'd go to those Brazilian and those other places.
No doubt.
Yeah, so let's check out some Mad Lib.
Children,
Traveling life through sound passages, damn champions, surrounds pound for the crown, count of men, bounce from the crown, Victoria Magnolia brim, cover the tent, lenses, script rigid, fit but it's fitted, under linen cloth, minutes off, back in them in the park, women roses down, a come in a thought, phone a friend, let her pick her part, in its art, get the bread made, heavy on the starch, Chevy on the front lawn, park spark, clear leaves, let it breathe, brief, for the prestige, feeling, let your ears feast, I'll be on the crease, sharp with a dip, like arms in a sleeve. Nigga came from the pit, Nick dropped from the back seat. Tell him where to get. Chauffeur, full fur, behind tent, sipping verb. Easy on the tongues. I'ma spill my shit. Slow down. Hey man, slow down.
Delta black bruising, tail with the burgundy seats, twisting the Susan, smoke while I'm rolling, park the Cheechogan, spark like fireworks, the samurai shogun, slicing, rap blows like Tyson and his youngin', banjo shoot nigga while the strings is strumming, black Sabata, African and Sonata, in it for a little bit more, the whole enchilada, roll with me, chop it up, go half on a 50, Petro, fuck the Metro, let's go sample klepto, double dice swinging from the rear view, added up 12-12, speaking like the Amir dude, I'm at Juma, trying to follow the sooner, make this a lot, trying to keep my dean in the dunya, inshallah.
And that is, that was Blue and Madlib. And then before that, we heard that interesting sample, which Mike pointed out was not actually a gospel sample, God's Arrival, although it sounds like one.
Nice. It was original beat. There were no gospel chords in it. It just turned out to be a loop, but. You know, original stuff, nice vibe. No, it was a good track.
Yeah, that was basically Madlib put out an instrumental version of his album. So we heard Bad Neighbor instrumental beats from Madlib and Med Blue Bad Neighbor, the actual album. Mm-hmm. But next we've got Onra, who's a French producer. And this is got a little bit of a different flavor.
We'll be right back. to get there, it's a guarantee you won't. So achieving your dreams might be far away. That's better than not having a dream.
Yo, careful, you signed your deal. Success will blind you still. Pursue your dream through the movie screen. Try to find what's real. My mother whispered words of wisdom. I hit the urban. Reminisce on when me and my moms would sit in church. Careful, you signed your deal. Success will blind you still. Pursue your dream through the movie screen. Try to find what's real. My mother whispered words of wisdom. I hit the earth and reminisce on when me and my moms would sit in church. Forbidden fruit from a wicked woman. My mother warned me of the many dangers I come across on my hunt for glory. Venomous vixens with generous victims funding shorty. Envious children embarrassed, recklessly dumping 40s. Police pursue us in Paris and prisons. Tempted with passion, popping pills, but beware of addictions. Y'all, your friends start to resent you, though it's not their intent to tarnish the covenant. They proud, they just want to convince you. They diamond glowing within their emotions, know they meant to show the support you need. Raising support you seize. Abortions taking our children away before they breathe. From courtrooms to corporate boardrooms, fortunes and greed. Careful, you signed your deal. Success will blind you still. Pursue your dream through the movie screen. Try to find what's real. My mother whispered words of wisdom. I hit the earth and reminisce on when me and my moms would sit in church. Careful, you signed your deal. Success will blind you still. Pursue your dreams through the movie screen. Try to find what's real. My mother whispered words of wisdom. I hit the earth and reminisce on when me and my moms would sit in church.
And that's Porter Ray.
Is be very clear about who Porter Ray Sullivan is at his core and in his heart. You have to be very clear about that. You can't keep yourself from being successful to make your friends happy, because then you won't be happy to present your friends. But you should be very aware of the type of woman around you that you associate with, that you affiliate with. There are those women who are more interested in themselves than you, and they will use you. It's as simple as that.
Wow. Wise words from your mother. Porter Ray of Seattle Hip Hop, folks, is coming up. And that's now a recent album on Sub Pop, his debut album. And before that, we heard some beats from Onra.
That was really intriguing. Apparently, the album says it's the last part of a trilogy, but it was Chinese songs that were sampled from all across the country. So it flows back to that point that we make all the time, that soul is not a monolith, and you can get all this good stuff from everywhere.
Yeah, no, very likely Onra may be from Asia, but living in Paris. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's international, the beats, and very creative beats. I've heard, we've played on previous African Rhythms, one of the other Onra albums. Really good stuff. And, you know, it's nice with hip hop when you get into the underground, there can be some quite poetic and soulful stuff.
Unfortunately, unless it's underground, it's got to be equated with being good, because most of this stuff never reaches the surface. It's like, it's frustrating because these young people obviously have something to say, but they don't get that opportunity to do it unless they can do it on their own terms. And I think nobody who we would consider in the business expected hip hop to be as long and as solid. An art form, and it is an art form for as long as it's been.
Well, when it's like that, it certainly is an art form, and maybe it's become many things, but at its best, it's modern poetry, and it, you know, to be able to reach the people with a message, not much music gets to do that.
That's right.
You know, that's a unique thing.
We had beat poets like Oscar Brown Jr. doing stuff like this in the 50s. The only difference now is that, you know, there are people who are more musically tuned in and they are more experimental with what they want to say within the words.
Well, I mean, arguably even Louis Armstrong and Louis Jordan rapped along with his songs.
Louis,
I mean,
Louis
Jordan, I mean, Louis Jordan would put novelty elements and Fats Waller in with the music, and that's what became R&B and rock and roll. So when jazz has been mainstream because it's innovated and got together with other things. Even that early.
Yeah, it lasted because they couldn't take that uniqueness away from the musicians or the singers. And as I was saying, when we're talking about people like Waller and Oscar Brown Jr., they put those elements of the same kind of existence that they had at that time. Mm. You know, if you ever hear Oscar Brown do stuff like Bitterman and Signifying Monkey, that's not much different than what the Last Poets did in the 70s. It was PG rated, but it was the same concept.
Well, with Porter Ray, we've got somebody who's carrying on, and an artist we were mentioning a little bit earlier, and that is Sid. And Sid is the lead singer of a band that just released a record a year and a half ago now that's caused a lot of people to turn their heads, and that's a band called The Internets. And next, here on African Rhythms on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, is Sid, and this is the closing track on the debut album, Insecurities.
Thank my insecurities for keeping me around you, babe. I pack my bags but never leave, 'cause it's so hard to walk away. You know I love you, girl, maybe more than I love myself. But in a perfect world, I would be with somebody else. And I wanna know who can love you like I love you, baby. Never thought that I would ever see that. Thank my insecurities, they're the reason I was down so long. I'm hoping that you're hearing me. Or do I need a microphone? Honestly, I'm not ashamed. Baby, who are we to blame? With you, my love, it's all the same.
Respect,
beauty, self-worth, safety, confidence, choice, hope. The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers. Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help. Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful.
I think I was blind before I met you.
Around, 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 with the pedal to the metal, the pedal to whatever. I
Hey, it's Cynthia from The Bike Kitchen. We moved, but we are still nearby. The Bike Kitchen is now located on East Mall in the trailer between Irving, Cape Barber, and Brock Hall. Come down and check out our selection of used bikes, work on your bike with our tools, or get a tune-up by one of our pro mechanics. We have a 1 or 2 day turnaround on all tune-ups. Check out our website, thebikekitchen.com, for more information about our services and prices.
We all know that the word jazz means many different things to many different people. So check out the real deal on The Jazz Show at CITR 101.9 FM or CITR.ca for live streaming. Yours truly, Gavin Walker, is your host, and I guarantee the straight goods of 3 hours of jazz at its finest. So come on by and give your ears a musical workout, 9 p.m. Mondays. Don't miss it.
Hey there, my name is Callum Ng, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio, CITR.ca. You can podcast African Rhythms right there. I'm back with Michael Ingram, and he is back on African Rhythms Radio, and we'll be back doing Soul Tree Radio very soon. But Sid, wow, eh? What a singer, and man, I bet you're intrigued to hear the internet now.
Wicked track. You know, and we were just saying how improvement in getting artist exposure sometimes has to come from the programmers themselves. Mm. You know, I can recall when Frankie Crocker back in New York at WBLS did a format called Bonus Hours. He would take four albums, different groups, whatever, maybe same genre, but he would play cuts from either of the albums in like a rotation as you would hear maybe on your CD player. And after 2 hours, you had an idea what the artist was about, whether you liked the stuff or not, and it gave them more exposure and the chances for people to buy their stuff than anything else. And it didn't cost anybody anything except maybe a couple of hours of creativity. So this is the type of stuff that makes me think that this can work if you have people who are brave enough to say, look, let's give these folks some love. Most cities that are music cities always want to expose their local talent.
I think that track is, it should be on the radio. I mean, it's got an incredible arrangement and bottom end and a groove, you know. And I just love the subtle way she sings. And I think about people like Sade when I think of subtlety.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, sadly, since we were last on the radio with Jason Hoover, our friend Bobby Taylor has passed. And we are going to do a show probably next Friday with Jason Hoover, where we're going to fully look at Bobby's career and go over Jason's himself's relationship with Bobby.
It's important to do this because they were contemporaries, and more importantly, they were holding things up for a genre of music that wasn't appreciated in this part of the world.
To be a soul singer in Vancouver, respect to that.
Much respect. And we have to also remember that how people are responded to here by the so-called industry is another part of this. You cannot be a fraud when you go out on stage. When you open your mouth, when you sing, all that goes out the side, goes by the board. And Bobby Taylor did more for music than people realize. The connection he has with the Jackson 5 and Michael Jackson, no doubt, probably gave Michael the inspiration to be more business-minded as he got older and his music became more sophisticated.
Bobby Taylor and Michael Jackson were friends right till the end, actually. Bobby came down and showed support through all the hard times Michael Jackson went through. But here's a surprise for you. When Bobby Taylor is hanging out, got got signed by Motown, and he's hanging out at Motown, and guys are bringing in tracks. Guess who walks through the door? Rick James himself. I kid you not. Rick James, under his real name. I'll look it up after.
James Jeff.
But the way Bobby put it, and we're going to play some bits of the interview when we bring Jason back, is he's like, I'll give the kid a break. He's got a good song. So here it is. Rest in peace, Bobby Taylor. The opening track on his second solo album after the Vancouvers, Out in the Country. And that was written by Rick Matthews. In other words, Rick James himself.
You can see from the time it opened up and it was first phrasing, it sounded exactly like a song that Rick James would
1969,
sing.
1969, Rick. Was he even 20?
Yeah, you know, it's amazing. It really is an awesome track.
Yeah, it's a really, really good track. Bobby Taylor. And that's our mini rest in peace tribute, but like I said, next week we're going to go full in and represent the man that came to Vancouver from San Fran and started the Vancouvers, and Does Your Mama Know About Me, the most epic local soul tune of all time. And wow, what a legacy. But next, my friend, we are going to Brazil.
Indeed.
And Pedro Santos, we've done a little bit of research. This is psychedelic Brazilian. And he was a percussionist, virtuoso, composer, an inventor of instruments. So there's some interesting kind of treatments and instruments. And by the way, he worked with Baden Powell, Elis Regina, Elza Soares, Milton, Nascimento,
yep,
the big people.
All of them.
Yeah, but I guess this record got a little bit overlooked, and it was ambitious and different, and I believe this is 1968. Let's go to Brazil.
Está tudo aí, está tudo aí, que eu vi, eu já percebi. Está tudo aí, que eu vi, está tudo aí, está tudo aí, revi, que já revivi. Água que deságua por aqui, dessa água já bebi, vem do amor que recebi. Tira a sede de matar, tira a sede de roubar, quem tomar todo mal vai terminar. Tira a inveja, a cobiça, o rancor, tudo enfim que faz a dor, que provoca um desabor. Faz o cego enxergar, faz o surdo escutar, quem tomar todo mal vai terminar. Está tudo aí, que eu vi, está tudo aí, está tudo aí, que eu vi, eu já percebi.
Azeda de feia, zangada, que mexa, chateia e me pula, pra ver quanto alto um sapo pula. Pedra vai levar. Ah, moleque, se um dia eu te pego, erva da minha estrepe, de ripa, marmelo, de esprego. Moleque, vem cá. Moleque, moleque, vem cá. No tapa, na briga me acabo. Revolvo, reviro, decido. E mesmo no ganho ou perdido, me amigo ao amigo, inimigo. Me livro do mal, do perigo. De bicho pelado que trança ideias de uma vingança. Que é pra me cuidar. A moleque, se um dia pego, erva da minha estrepe, de ripa, marmelo, de esprego. Moleque, vem cá. Moleque, moleque, vem cá. Moleque, mas não, eu não vou lá. Ah, vem me pegar.
gostoso desejado, lua vizinho cuidado, cerca durara me rela, rosto rosa luz janela, se o assovio voz rouca, beijo estalado na boca, depois a corrida abraçado, no peito gosto de um amor roubado, que é só pra provar. Ah, moleque, se um dia eu te pego, erva daninha, estrepe, de ripa, marmelo, desprego. Moleque, vem cá, moleque, moleque, vem cá. Avanço, me lanço, estouro. Valente, eito, combato e ao mesmo tempo me trato. Covarde na sabedoria, que é que cresce e se cria. Só na hora boa e precisa, e corto o mal bem onde enraiza, que é pra não voltar.
And that's Luiz Gonzaga. And we're getting into some new, fresh Brazilian sounds that we've never heard before. And yeah, he, as you can probably hear, Mike, a strong songwriter. In fact, he wrote for many eminent Brazilian artists, such as Maria Bethânia, Simone, and Elis Regina, three giants.
Yep. Well, you see from the tie-in, as we were looking at the album cover on the song that played prior to that, there were roughly 60 other albums, because that's how they used to market it. Like, if you like this, here's the rest of our catalog.
Yeah.
And they would show you all of that stuff. And the album came out in 68.
Yeah.
So it's also a tribute to the fact that Bossa Nova was so strong, record companies had to consider the artists and how to market them.
That's right. The Pedro Sandoz, the previous track to this one, was 68. So it's an interesting contrast that that's more bossa, even though there's a lot of psychedelics going on. And then Luiz Gonzaga Jr. is from 74. So you hear, you know, Brazilian music getting into the 70s, absorbing some of the folk influence. You can kind of hear a little bit.
Most definitely. Yeah. This shows just how powerful Brazilian music was, because it lasted for so long, and it's such a different cast of characters doing stuff. And of course, they're all doing each other's stuff. And when you're doing stuff in the ranks of hearing people like Regina and Nascimento, Robim, and all these others, there's a kinship between them that you don't hear in other musics. It's like they want their artists to succeed. Everybody wants to present the sound as something that's a treasure to them, an export, so that everybody can enjoy.
Yeah, it's interesting how Brazilian got marketed. But one point was like that first Carnegie Hall gig when all the Brazilian artists came over in the early 60s. They gave away, just for them to sing that gig, all the publishing to all their music in America.
God,
yeah,
no
like
clue.
they never got, and they were like, oh no, we're thankful for just exposure. The exploitation, incredible. But, you know, a couple of the next artist we're going to listen to is an artist that had a lot of success in Brazil, Emilio Santiago. In fact, he worked with Azimuth on his first album. And in the early years, he sang with Ed Lincoln. He's worked with such people as Ivan Lins, Joe Adonato, Marcos Valle. So he was in with all the heavyweights. And for the next couple tracks, we're going to get into the funkier Brazil. And we'll start with the Emilio Santiago. And then we're going to hear a different track from Georgia Ben, who is certainly one of the most successful internationally Brazilian artists. So we're doing a bit of a Brazilian spotlight this week on African Rhythms here on CITR 101.9 FM.
mexe suas cadeiras pelas gerais. Mineira, dança na frente que a gente vai atrás. Demais a mais. É mineira da zona da mata de Minas Gerais.
Mineira,
mostra qual é a dança pro pessoal.
Mineira,
mexe e requebra de um jeito sensual. De cá pra lá, de lá pra cá.
Dança mineira, rainha do congá. Entra na dança pra dança te pegar.
Pau Pereira, rala, resvala e estala. Escondida no olhar, no vai e vem do seu gingar, no vai e vem do seu gingar.
Dança mineira, rainha do congá, entra na dança pra dança te pegar.
Estala pelo ar.
Mineira,
leva pimenta escondida do olhar. Do vai e vem do seu gingar. Do vai e vem do seu gingar.
Dança mineira, dança pra dança te pegar. Dança mineira, rainha do congá. Entra na dança pra dança te pegar. Dança mineira, rainha do congá. Entra na dança pra
dança. Ei, xará. Ei, xará. Ei, xará. Olha, essa é a história de um menino que tinha um amigo que voava e Jorge se chamava. Ninguém acreditava no menino que não voava quando ele dizia que tinha um amigo que falava, brincava e até voava. Todo mundo dele caçoava. Um dia Jorge soube de tudo e voou para toda a gente ver. O espanto foi geral. E o menino que não voava, feliz da vida, gritava: voa, Jorge! Voa, Jorge! Voa, Jorge! Estrela pra mim, Jorge, amigo meu, meu amigo Jorge, Jorge, amigo anjo, anjo, amigo Jorge, voa bem alto, Jorge, e traz uma estrela pra mim, voa bem alto, Jorge, e traz uma estrela pra mim, Jorge, amigo meu, meu amigo Jorge, Jorge.
Jorge,
meu amigo que voa, xará. Teu amigo que voa, xará.
Georgia Ben from the big album with Ponte Africana is the big track, but who was to know there was other good tracks? But DJ Paleo from Brazil, I checked out his Boiler Room sets, and a couple of those tracks are the ones he's bigging up. So appreciate, it's nice to have a Brazilian DJ coming up in the world scene and promoting some of his own music, which badly needs promotion from
most
the past.
Definitely. Wicked stuff, and you cannot get away from the homeland. I'm telling you. Those, you take the Portuguese out of that last track, and that's nothing different than an Afro-pop high-life kind of tune with the horn arrangements and everything else. The chords are similar. And, of course, if you add Spanish to it, it's Cubano. So,
yeah, Brazilians are keeping it real. You know, I mean, their African integration of, I mean, the amount of slaves that came to Brazil is a pretty profound amount. You know,
you see a correlation between what they do and what the French do, because everything in French always resounds around its language, the culture. Brazilians, from a musician standpoint, do the exact same thing by that inclusion factor.
Yeah.
Where, you know, we don't care who gets the credit. If you're liking the groove, then you're appreciating who we are as a people.
Well, you can't deny its black roots, I guess, is the key. And it comes out in the African rhythms integrated in with the exploration of styles between soul and jazz and African roots. So it's quite an incredible mix.
As real musicians, they can play anything. They chose to stick to their culture and play the stuff that mattered most to them.
Yeah. Well, we've got one more. Os Oryx Sass, and this is really showing an interesting blend of samba, funk, folk, jazz, and just the incredible Afro-Brazilian.
Foi embora, vai me ajudar.
Well, Wally and the Afro Caravan have got the Latin, the Latin groove for sure.
Yes, you never forget to call home. Rather intriguing album produced and done in Austin, Texas, that hotbed of soul, y'all. And, you know, Mongo Santa Maria, definite influences of him in that.
Yeah, you can really hear the Mongo in that fierce percussion. And actually, I think Art Blakey should be kind of credited with, and of course, Dizzy Gillespie.
Yeah.
You know, Dizzy Gillespie did a lot to bring African, Cuban, Afro-Cuban, and Afro-Puerto Rican music into New York City.
Yes.
And, you know, it was all history from there on in.
Mm-hmm. You know? And that previous LP, the Orishas,
yeah,
those were songs, all of those were tracks representing all of the gods. And that track that you played was Ochun, which, of course, Louis Vega did later on with India when he did that dance track, Yamayayi Ochun, on Strictly Rhythm. And, well, I guess each one, like the Zodiac, each one of those tracks that are on it, because there are 12, are dedicated to each one of the Orishas or the gods.
I guess it's a special album because, you know, they took the trouble to reissue it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I hope once again there'll be a resurgence and interest in Brazilian music. And it seems to every few years that kind of thing comes around, Brazilian and Latin, and they fall in and out of vogue. But that's just really with folks that are, you know, it's not their life and their culture, because, you know, people that make Latin music or dance to Latin music, it's an amazing thing to see and behold, that's for sure.
Good for the soul, no doubt.
Yeah, no, I've never seen dancing like I've seen Brazilians and Latinos dancing to music. It's one of the most inspiring things you'll ever see.
Very central, too.
Yeah, and, you know, the moves. But, you know, just like with jazz music, Latin music is very sophisticated music.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's got a level of complexity to the rhythms that's it's maybe it even scares some people away.
I don't think anybody can play all that stuff. I mean, I'm trying to be funny, and I'm just like, hey, musicians are musicians, but yeah, you really have to have your head in the right place to get down on stuff like this, because there's so much polyrhythmic stuff going on underneath it all.
Right. Yeah, no doubt. Well, listen, my friend, it's great to have you back, as always.
Good to be back.
We're going out with more of a disco kind of groove, because I know you like to funk it up a little
indeed.
Bit here and there and out on the dance floor. And All I Got, Astro Gilberto, is the basic rhythm of this song, but it's a disco edit called Turn Me Loose. So take it out, Mike.
Taking you out and turning you loose from Smithers to South Vancouver, from Nelson to Nanaimo. If you want to know where the soul trees grow, the roots of it can be found right here on African Rhythms.
I'm David Love Jones. That was Michael Ingram. Peace and love to you.